Warning, the following podcast may prove to be informative and educational, but it is guaranteed to be entertaining. Welcome to Trivial Warfare, the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. Now here's your host, Jonathan Oakes.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan, and I am back with Chris and Carmella.
The band is back together, baby.
Yes,
woo! You're going to say it? I was too excited.
You stole my line.
I don't care. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
So I haven't said this in months, but hello, boys.
Very nice.
Hello.
Very, very nice.
Man, it has been a long time. Get out of my head. Jinx, you owe me like 18 Cokes.
So the tournament's over, right? We had a great time with the tournament. It was really cool to talk to all kinds of different listeners and to get to know them better.
I imagine it was also kind of nice to put faces to names and, what have you.
As time goes on, we're getting to know people better on the Facebook group as well, over at Trivial Warfare Army on Facebook.
I think it's fair to say that the Facebook page has truly exploded. I mean, it is just the warheads are exploding everywhere.
I like that. That is so good.
You got someone who lives in Prague.
I know.
How did we get someone in Prague?
We have
somebody in China, for goodness sakes.
No, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
I thought he lives in Taiwan.
There's one in Taiwan.
Okay, so there's more than one.
We have a warhead in Switzerland.
Oh.
Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Finland. A lot in Ireland and the UK. I love the worldwide warheads.
I know, right?
Worldwide warheads. That's the way to go.
There you go. I like that. Very
so,
nice.
But no, I have missed you guys. The tournament has been fun, but it was long. And we haven't recorded together in at least 2 months.
Oh, easily.
The last time I recorded with you guys was the day after New Year, so January 2nd.
Yeah. Well, that was me too.
Oh, my gosh.
That was with Daniel when you guys did the movie show.
That's right. So, and then here's the interesting part also, Jonathan. You haven't answered a question in that long of time, at least
no,
Carmella
that's not
and I.
True.
Well, okay, on the podcast.
No, it's not true.
When did you answer a question?
I absolutely destroyed Brian Orr and his brother Nathan.
That's true, he did.
Yeah. I forgot all about that.
Hi, Brian and Nathan. Hope you're listening and heard that.
Yes. And he did it with one brain tied behind his back.
That's right.
I enjoyed the hell out of that episode.
Whoa. Language, young lady.
Did you forget that we're not blue on this show?
No, we're not.
Goodness. No, I enjoyed that too. That was fun. Ben was great. Brian and Nathan were great.
I just want to know, was he drunk?
Nathan?
Yes.
He wasn't drinking. Easy for me to say.
Exactly.
We did not see him drinking.
Okay.
He proclaimed himself to be drunk before the episode started.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was he really? I don't think so.
When I asked Ben, he goes, "We don't know."
Yeah.
I tell you what, talking to Ben about that, and he could probably talk a little bit about it more when he records next time, but he loved that episode. That was what's sad to me is we've recorded together a bunch, and that was like his favorite episode he's done. I'm like, man, that hurts.
So I'm really, really happy to have you guys back. It has been a while since I've had the opportunity to beat Chris at trivia, and I've started to kind of miss it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All I know is this, is that one, I'm licking my chops. Because it's
licking your wounds after the show's over.
Well, you wish. Anyway, because one, as everybody knows, Carmella and I bombed dramatically in our last episodes in the tournament. I mean, we were pretty bad.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, I am afraid.
Well, speak for yourself, sir.
Yeah, you didn't have to face Russ.
Well, that's a fair point. But
I was going to just give props to Russ and how ridiculously smart that man is.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, and the thing that stinks for me, and Carmel, I don't know if this was true for you or not, but I ran into a buzzsaw of just bad questions for me in that round.
And no.
Yeah, I really did.
Whatever.
I mean, no, it's true. I'm not saying that they were bad questions all the way around. You asked great questions, but for me, they were just bad questions. And so because of it, I only answered one. Oh, God, help me. And because of that, I got sent home packing.
I disagree. I think you were off your game. I don't think they... You missed a Civil War question about Andersonville, dude.
Yeah.
There's no reason you should have missed that. That question revealed to me that it wasn't the questions at all. That told me you're just not on your game.
Well, that and also, I mean, and I'm not using this as an excuse. It's been a rough year for me
exactly.
so far. And so I'm happy because things are starting to get a little bit back to normal now. And plus, with the three of us back together doing this, now it's really getting back to normal. And I'm just, when you're hearing excitement in my voice, I'm genuinely very excited to be doing this today. I'm fired up. It's good to have my friends back in town.
All right. Are you ready to warm it up, Chris? Warm it up, Chris!
Man, it's nice to finally be able to say it's a warm it up Chris question, and Chris is actually the one asking the question here.
It's nice for me too, let me tell you.
They're kind of a pain, aren't they?
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you have a little bit deeper appreciation for me now, don't you?
Not at all.
Okay, fair enough. Because again,
you knew the answer to that, by the way.
Well, that's true. I did walk into that one. Lady and gentleman, your warm it up Chris question of the episode today is items that are found on eBay. Now, these are not your stereotypical items that you find on eBay. These are crazy off-kilter items.
Okay.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to play a little closest to the pin action here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you an item, and you are going to tell me how much that item's starting price was.
Most starting prices are zero. Is it the price required to, like, auto-buy?
No,
or is it truly the first bid?
No. This is actually these particular items have required a minimum bid.
A minimum bid.
So yes. Yeah, but eBay calls them the starting price.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So we good?
Sure.
All right. So we're gonna start. Carmela, you're gonna go first.
Okay.
There we go.
Are you both agreeable to these
closest
terms?
Closest to the pin.
All right. So first, lady and gentleman, Barack Obama toilet paper.
Now, is this toilet paper that Barack used?
No, this is not.
Is it toilet paper that Barack bought?
It is
not. Or is it toilet paper with Barack's face on it?
It is toilet paper with Barack's face on it.
Okay, just checking.
For every happy Republican that you know in your life. So, Carmela, do you have a starting price for the Barack Obama toilet paper?
I think it'd be really funny if they made a play on him being he's 44th president, right?
Yes.
So I think it's like 44 cents. I think that'd be funny if it was 44 cents.
How many
cents.
Rolls comes in this pack of toilet paper?
Just one.
Oh, it's one roll?
It's one roll.
You're going 44 cents?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm totally going 45 cents.
All right.
And but I left the entire under there for you in case it was lower.
Yes.
All right. And the answer is $5.94. Correct answer, Jonathan.
This All is right. how this is going to go.
Okay, so Jonathan, your item is a taxidermy duckling. It is a little baby duckling that had obviously passed away and had taxidermy applied to it.
I'm sad.
I wonder what quality, how good is the quality on the taxidermy?
I tell you what, it's scarily real looking.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to say
Carmela would have kept it as a pet.
I'm going to say this was
you would have kept it at your desk at work and just petted it.
I'm going to say this is $20 on the nose.
All right. Carmela.
See, this is just as much a game between me and Carmela on wagering and figuring out what the midpoint is that the person will struggle with as it is figuring out the right answer.
Indeed.
Only really because he did it to me last turn. $20.01.
And anything below 20 is all mine.
All right. And the answer is $21.50.
Oh, yeah.
Winner, Carmela.
I was close.
You were.
Yes. This might be my favorite of the seven items on this list. Carmela, a glass jar of fart.
Whose fart?
I was just thinking that. Is it Elvis's fart?
It is an uncomprehensive, not said fart.
Oh, it's just like anyone's fart?
Yes, it could be Jonathan's fart for all we know.
I can tell you factually that it might be my fart. No, it's not my fart.
In which case, that better be free.
It is. It's literally a
I can give you one of your own if you'd like.
No, I'm good. Thanks, Saya.
The picture shows a mason jar. And it looks clear, but it's supposed to
be. Of course it looks clear. You can't see a fart.
I don't know. I'd be really afraid if it was cloudy looking in there. It's like, my God, what's that man eating?
Wow.
We're making Carmela's voice waver on this one.
Because I'm like, I'm sorry.
Who would buy that?
Who would buy a fart?
Who would sell that?
I almost swore, but I'm like, who would buy that? $5.37.
$5 right, foot so, long.
So Carmela says $5.37. Jonathan, what is your answer?
You know you want to do $5.38.
I'm trying to think about, I wish I knew what kind of jar.
Well, it's a mason jar.
It's a mason jar.
It's a mason jar.
It's a mason jar.
So yes. You can buy a pack of those for like $5.
Yeah. I'm going under. I'm going $5.36.
$5.36. The answer? $27.52.
That's the minimum?
That's the minimum buy.
That's like
be an awesome fart.
That's like that's like Hillary Clinton's fart or something.
I wouldn't pay that much for Hillary Clinton's fart.
Yeah, somebody would.
True story. Okay, number four. It is a haunted demon power ring.
Ooh.
Haunted demon power I'd buy that. Ring.
Did he get it out of a Captain Crunch box?
No. And so, and Jonathan?
Does it look like the Phantom's ring? Because I would so buy that.
Well, Jonathan, and this is, you're up first.
I wish I could see it. It's haunted?
Yes, it is a haunted demon power ring.
Is it, what's it made of?
It did not list that. It just has the demon spirit within the ring is what the description says.
Does the demon
says.
Have a name? Is it a named spirit?
It did not leave the name on that.
You should have said it's made of demon power.
It's made of brimstone and ash.
So if the person selling it really wants to play it off as a haunted ring, then it's not going to be cheap. That's my take on it. I'm going to say this was $36.
All right, $36. Carmella.
I'm going to say $666.
$666.
Oh, look at you.
$666.
But that wasn't the smartest wager. You could have gone $3601.
Well, no, but he's just saying. She was just trying to go with the theme for it.
You go. Okay. Everybody laugh for Carmella.
The answer for the haunted demon power ring, $165.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So Jonathan ties it up at 2-2.
Worth it.
All right, so go on to Carmella. Carmella, a baby shark embryo.
Oh,
it is a baby shark in a mason jar.
Is it frozen?
No, because there's formaldehyde in one.
Oh.
You're just gonna have to let that go.
I see what you did there.
What kind of shark?
It does not say. It's a baby shark embryo.
I don't know. I would pay a different amount of money for a nurse shark versus a tiger shark.
Absolutely.
Goblin shark.
A super awesome goblin shark.
Ah, very nice.
That's right.
$48.31.
All right.
I mean, it couldn't have been easy to get a shark embryo. You had to either buy it from somebody originally or get a shark that was pregnant and.
Or you just call Steven
and
Spielberg.
Like body snatch it. So I'm going to go over. I'm going to say $48.32.
$48.32. The answer? $42.99. Carmella with the right answer.
That was a really good choice. Good price for you.
All right. Jonathan, the world's largest pair of granny panties.
Do we have a size?
Let's just say
extra granny.
That it could fit all three of us in this pair.
Holy crap.
It is massive. Party in granny's panties.
What material is it made of?
Cotton.
Cotton.
Yes.
Are there stains?
No, it's a brand new pair.
It's not used.
What color
it's not
is it? Used.
Yeah, is it polka dot?
The one that they showed was pink.
Pink.
Yes. Like, I don't know if
like
it comes.
Like a dusty pastel pink? A hot
oh,
pink?
Oh, dear God. It's pink. I'm a guy.
Like pink is pink's hair color pink?
I'm coming out and saying, I don't know.
No. I'm going to say. You got to take the big and tall inflation in there. I'm going to say $39.99.
Okay, $39.99. Carmella, what is your answer?
Well, I mean, if it's enough to fit the three of us into it, that's a lot of material. And material really isn't all that cheap. So you said $39 what?
$99.
$40.
$40.
You'd be funny if I said $40.01 and it was $40.
That would be awesome.
The answer is $14.99.
Ooh.
Those are no way those are the world's biggest granny panties.
Hey, all I know is this.
I pay more for my panties, I'll tell you.
Wow. All I know is this thing looked like a parachute to me, all right? This thing was massive. All right, so the very last one, and you guys are both tied up 3-3. So, Carmella, with the last item on here, to see who wins it all in this first ever I Found It on eBay closest to the pin, warm it up, Chris question. Man, I can't get any longer than that.
Okay. I prize you for your naming abilities, Thank Chris.
Okay, Carmella. A haunted baby doll that has the spirit of a neglected 7-year-old child that has autism.
Is it Robert? Is it Robert the doll?
But it's named Candy.
Okay.
And I kid you not. Because
if it was the real
Candy.
Robert the doll, it would be thousands.
What is? I've never heard of Robert the doll.
Robert is a real haunted doll.
Oh. Okay, I've never heard of Robert the Doll, so.
Go Google Robert the Doll, buddy.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with it.
Creepy.
Okay, so haunted baby doll has spirit of neglected 7-year-old autistic child named Candy.
$25.
$25.
A haunted baby doll, $25.01.
All right. The answer is, and the winner of the Warming Up Chris question, $24.95.
Come on, you 5 cents off? I was only 6 cents off.
Carmella, man. You win this round of Warm It Up, Chris.
I just want you guys to know, if there's ever an item that's really haunted, they're not selling it for $25, okay?
That was the starting price.
I'm just saying, they would ask for more.
Fair enough.
Because unless they really just wanted to get rid of
it. But the ghost hunters would pay a lot for it because they want to find haunted stuff.
Well, even still, no, seriously, I just need to get rid of this. It's $5.
All I'm saying is this. I understand why it's the low, low price of $24.95 because that thing is creepy looking. They want that junk out of their house. And for some reason, or they decided, you know what? This is too creepy to give to Goodwill.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine going into a Goodwill store? It's like, oh, honey, look at the doll.
Actually, I would probably buy it for Halloween decorations.
All right, so why don't we get this show rolling? Carmella, you are in charge. We are your minions? We're not minions. We're competitors.
Yes, yeah. We're combatants.
Yes.
What's the first category in the first round?
Categories could be in history.
History.
In what century was the Great Fire of London?
Which one?
It's called the Great Fire of London.
All right, fine.
It's that one, not the other one.
I knew this once upon a time.
Okay, I'm locked in.
Okay, the Great Fire of London. It's not the 1800s. I think it's older than I think. For some reason, I remember thinking I knew it, and then when I looked it up, it was older than I thought, right? It's not the 1800s. I don't feel like it's the 1700s. I'm feeling like it's either the 1400s or the 1600s. It might be like 1641 or something like that. London's got a long history. So you want to know what century?
What century?
I'm going to say the 17th century.
All right, Chris?
Actually, that's exactly what I wrote down, the 17th century. I thought it was around 1648, 1649.
We were both in the 1640s.
Yeah.
So it occurred in 1666.
Nice.
In the 17th century.
Nice. Woo-hoo! Look at us.
Man, check out the smarty pants.
Starting off strong.
Well, this is only one question.
Hey, you know, right now you're one of one.
There you go.
You've already tied the score from your last episode.
Thanks, Jonathan. Jerk face.
I know that feel, bro. It's okay. All right. Your second question is going to be in astrology.
Oh, great.
Ooh.
Which sign is that of the bull?
Okay. Three, two, one?
Yeah.
All right. Three, two, one. Taurus.
It is Taurus.
Woohoo! Sizzler.
All right. So the last question in the category is going to be in sports.
Sports.
What U.S. soccer team did David Beckham play for between 2007 and 2012?
Crap. Soccer.
You should have known. Carmel was asking questions.
Science is going to be space.
Yep.
And sports is going to be soccer.
I'm checking to see if my space questions are science related, or my science questions are space related.
No, you had it right the first time.
Yes.
I changed things up.
I'm going to say, gotta be New York, doesn't it? The Metro Stars is the only one that's coming to mind, but I don't feel like that's right. I think that's Dallas. And it's not the Sounders. It's not. Is there one called DC United, maybe? And, shoot. Galaxy FC United. FC United. What is FC? I'm going to guess the Metro Stars.
All right, Chris.
Okay. I think it is the New York, New Jersey Metro Stars is the team name that you're thinking of, because the Dallas Stars used to be a hockey team.
Yeah.
So, but the answer is the LA Galaxy.
It is the LA Galaxy.
Oh, I said the name and everything. You did. I didn't know it. I just didn't know. I didn't know the answer. After the first round, it is 30-20 with Chris in the lead.
Ooh. So, categories could be in television.
Televisiones.
On what television show will you find the characters William Adama, Starbuck, and Anastasia Dawala?
I'm writing it down. Okay. I'm locked in.
So, the rhythm of Chris's pen as he was writing told me there was a lot of letters.
Really? That's what you're going with?
Well,
don't write so loudly.
I don't know what to do. If you're going to be playing that junk, I do not know what to do.
I use every clue available to me.
That is so not cool.
So what you do is you put your pad of paper underneath and it'll muffle
the noise. From here on out, I'm just letting him answer first and I'll just keep it in my head. My goodness.
Maybe he was dubbing it, you know.
It doesn't even matter.
Chinese Masterpiece Theater
style. It doesn't even matter. I had a name in my head immediately. What I don't know is if there was another one. Okay? I feel like Starbuck is from Battlestar Galactica. Starbuck is also in Moby Dick. So it's not an unused name, and it's not a unique name. So I was trying to think, are there other Starbucks out there? There's one in every freaking corner, that's for sure.
There you go. Thank you. I was like, are you really going to leave that joke just sitting out there?
I'm going to guess Battlestar Galactica.
Whether it was the 1979 version or the 2008 version, it is Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica.
All right.
Because Starbuck in the original was played by a male, and in the new version, a female.
Mm-hmm. Kara Thrace is the character's name.
Well, and also the interesting part about Starbuck was it was played by the same guy that played Face in A-Team.
Was that Starbuck?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep, yep.
What's his name?
I have no face.
Dirk Benedict.
Dirk.
Nice job. This is why Jonathan and I are good at pub trivia. He will think of the one pit and I can finish it off.
Next category is going to be in literature.
You say it.
Literature.
You say it so much better than I do.
What British poet wrote Ode to a Nightingale and Bright Star?
Ode to a Nightingale and Bright Star.
Ode to Toilet.
You said British?
British.
All right, I'm going to write something down.
Write quietly.
No kidding.
Well, all right. I'm not going to steal Chris's answer on this.
But in all fairness, Jonathan knew that answer. I mean, you were pretty definitive about pretty funny.
I was just toying with you.
I know. And doing a marvelous job on my dad. Okay, go ahead, Jonathan.
I've heard it before. Tennyson's the name in my head, but I don't even know if Tennyson's British, and I really wish I did. The two names that I'm thinking of are Wordsworth and Tennyson. I know Wordsworth is British. I actually thought Byron maybe, too. I'm going to guess Wordsworth.
Okay, and I actually went with the first person you're talking about, Tennyson, because I believe his full name is Lord Alfred Tennyson, Lord being very British. So, Tennyson.
He also wrote Ode to a Grecian Urn. Apparently, he really liked to write odes to things, but it's John Keats.
Ah.
Keats.
The other British guy.
Oh, that guy.
And exactly. And he blew my perfect game.
He's like,
thanks, Keats.
I don't think he can hear you now.
Mm. Good. He's in a Grecian urn. I almost made Chris spit up. He's holding the water in.
Oh, gosh. I thought it was safe to take a drink, and then Jonathan had to bust it out. Oh,
man. He thought it was safe to go outside.
I know. The person that would have paid for that is Carmella being right next to me. Because what?
All right. Next category is going to be in movies. What Star Wars character has the title Darth Tyrannus?
I'm locked in.
Okay. So Darth Tyrannus, played by the amazing Christopher Lee, who was a bad guy in so many wonderful, wonderful movies. And the answer is Count Dooku.
I said Count Dooku.
It is Count Dooku.
After the second round, Chris, you have 50. I have 40. It's 50-40.
Yes, it's 50-40.
And Chris is in the lead.
Hmm.
Can he keep it up or will he crack under the pressure?
I'm believing cracking, but we'll find out.
All right. Category is going to be video games.
Crap.
Yeah.
Gordon.
Really?
She gave you Battlestar Galactica, dude.
Oh, you knew that one.
And?
I have no shot at this.
Let her talk. Don't interrupt her.
You might as well have said alcohol. Anyway, I'm sorry, Carmella. Forgive me.
Gordon Freeman is the protagonist.
Don't even say anything else. I got it.
I need her to say everything
all
else.
Right, fine. Ask the whole question.
Gordon Freeman is the protagonist in what first-person shooter game series?
I'm locked in.
Okay.
This was my favorite game as a person. I'm not going to give a time period because I realized that'd be a clue for Chris, but this is one of my favorite games.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
I was going to say, I think you kind of did give me a clue.
It's one of my favorite games, too, so.
So, but I don't know if I know the full name. I mean, because Doom is coming to is coming in, but I don't think that's the answer. But I believe it's Castle Wolfenstein, but I can't remember the whole name of it. So that's the part that stinks. It's like Assault at Castle Wolfenstein or something like that. I might be completely wrong. I mean, video games are just not my forte one bit. They just, me and hand-eye coordination kind of stinks. Yeah, I'm going to say Wolfenstein in 3D.
Okay.
Okay.
Jonathan?
The reason the first person game was great by itself, mm-hmm. but they built Team Fortress.
Yeah.
The original Team Fortress off of this game, and that was my favorite head-to-head first-person shooter. It's Half-Life.
Ah.
Half-Life. Black Mesa facility?
Black Mesa facility, yeah.
Yes.
So it is Half-Life, and Gabe, if you're listening, bring me Half-Life 3.
Oh.
Okay.
Who's Gabe?
Gabe is the head of Valve. the studio that makes the game.
If the head of Valve is listening, shout out to Valve. Send
reals.
Us free stuff. We'll advertise for you.
I love Left 4 Dead, and I love Half-Life, and I love Portal. And
they do a really good job. They've changed the game in terms of buying computer games.
Right.
I mean, with Steam.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next category is going to be in geography.
Okay.
What state contains the geographic center of the contiguous United States?
Geographic, not population.
Yes, geographic center.
I've heard this question before.
I've heard it too. It drives me nuts. It's one of two states for me.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to lock in. I'm going to let you chat. All right, because I have one that's like in my head and I'm just, and there's not another answer. So I'm just going to, all right, I'm locking that in. Go ahead, Jonathan.
It is somewhere. It's like Omaha. It's somewhere in Middle America.
Thank you, Counting Crows. I'm surprised you didn't sing that.
It's in a flyover state.
It's it's either Kansas, Missouri, or Nebraska. I don't think it's Nebraska. I feel like it's either Kansas or
Missouri.
And I think it's like in the top left corner of Kansas. I'm going to say Kansas.
My answer was Kansas.
It's just outside of a city called Lebanon in Kansas.
Nice.
Carry on my wayward son.
And it took to the third round for somebody to start singing.
All right, so we're ready. Please continue.
Category is comics.
Is this the last question in the third round?
Yes, the last question in the half.
Okay.
What is the alter ego of the DC character Oracle?
3, 2, 1?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Barbara Gordon.
It's Barbara Gordon.
A.K.A. former Batgirl. Actually, she is Batgirl again now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a shame because I liked Oracle as a character.
I like to think if I was in a comic book, I would be an Oracle kind of character.
I could see that.
Me too. I want to be somewhere where I can use my brain and not get punched.
I'll punch someone if I have to, but I'd rather just sit behind my computer and give you information.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, dude. I'll be the watchman on the watchtower. You guys go do the superhero stuff.
Well, that's only when Jonathan deserves it that you'll punch somebody, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
So after the third round, going into the midpoint, it is 70-70.
Oof.
Man.
All right. Good stuff.
All right. Your halftime is going to be in music.
Music!
Coldplay has had 7 studio albums to date. Name 4 of them.
Oh, God, no!
And I will give you 1 point for each additional you can name after 4.
No! I don't know any Coldplay albums. I don't know any.
Like, not even one?
Oh, my God. Studio?
Studio albums.
I feel like I know a live album. Oh, God. This sucks.
Dig deep. I know you know one.
I don't know any.
We've all had that Coldplay face.
Oh, my God. I like Coldplay. I don't know their albums, though. I don't do albums with them. Oh, no. Crap.
Think of something that sounds Coldplay-y. This sounds appropriately pretentious. This must be Coldplay.
What's really frustrating is there's a couple of you know, a lot of people have songs where they name the album after their song. And I see the covers of albums with a song name on them. So it's like, it could be that. But a lot of times that's just the single.
Right.
And it's like,
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
Are you talking about an EP also?
Studio albums.
Right.
Full-length album.
Okay. Cause they had an EP.
What's an EP mean to you?
Well, you have the full studio album, then there's an EP, which is an extended play, which usually has between 4 to 7 songs on it. And this one has 4 to 7 songs all on it.
Okay.
Well, you have 7 shots, so.
Okay.
So she doesn't feel bad for you. Go ahead and put it down.
Well, no, that now I have to remember what the name of it is. That's the thing. Because the thing that stinks is out of the seven.
Like, they have like 4 live albums. And so right. I was like,
I'm not talking about a live album. This was all studio stuff. The funny part is I own probably 6 out of the 7 albums, and I still can't remember the daggum names.
That's sad.
That's outstanding is what that is.
I knew 4 before I looked up the answers to the question.
Because
I was like, how many studio albums does Coldplay have?
Ooh, is that one?
I wish you guys could see Jonathan's face when he does stuff like that. He looks like a little kid. He's like, ooh, what about this one?
All right, I'm locked in.
Okay. The first three, without a shadow of doubt, got them, not a problem. And that's X and Y, A Rush of Blood to the Head, and Parachutes.
Ah, oh, son of a biscuit!
I'm guessing he didn't get those. Anyway.
I've heard of those!
So, but then, they have an EP that has probably one of my favorite, I have 2 very favorite Coldplay songs. My first one is Fix You, which is on X and Y. And that album is just phenomenal in so many different ways. But there's a song called Lost that they did a remix with Jay-Z on. That is a fantastic song. And it's on an EP. And I believe it's called Politics March. And that's going to be my 4th one right there. And then the other ones that I was thinking of was, this will be the bonus ones.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to do bonus ones. Darn it.
Is Kylo Zylo, I think is one of them. It has a really strange name. And then that was where.
Is that a reject Star Wars character?
It may have been. Very well may have been. But anyway, that's where my stop.
He was a more moody Kylo Ren.
That's right.
So anyway, so X and Y, A Rush of Blood to the Head, Parachutes, and Politics March, and then Zylo Kylo, which I think is completely wrong.
Okay.
I'm so upset that I didn't come up with Parachutes or A Rush of Blood to the Head. I've heard of both of those. Mm. X and Y, I have X and Y, and I thought that they have a live album called X and Y. I didn't know if X and Y was live or if there was a studio album called X and Y as well, but I have a live version, so I put it down just in case. I also put down, Left, Right, Left, Right. I don't know if that's an album, but I feel like I've seen it as the album when I pick a song and listen to a Coldplay song. I feel like I've seen a Left, Right, Left, Right as a name.
Or it's somebody that really messed up the up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start.
The other two, I went with Viva La Vida, and I went with Every Teardrop is a Waterfall.
Gummit! And little stupid wrist!
I'm wondering, though, those could just be the singles. I don't know if any of those are albums.
Yeah, it's possible. Well, Viva La Vida.
There's a cover, but the single has a cover.
Yeah.
So I went with Viva La Vida, Every Teardrop's a Waterfall, X and Y, and Left, Right, Left, Right.
All right, so we have Parachutes, A Rush of Blood to the Head, X and Y.
Thank you.
Viva La Vida.
Yeah!
Milo Xyloto.
Oh, you were close.
I was close, but I knew I didn't get that one right.
Ghost Stories and A Head Full of Dreams.
Okay.
Not Left, Right, Left, Right.
Not Left,
what
Right.
What is
left,
that?
Right. Huh?
Can I look?
Sure. Pretty sure Yellow
Left,
Song
Right,
sure.
Left, Right is the live album by Coldplay.
Oh, wow.
It's called Butterfly.
It's Left, Right, Left, Right, Left is the name of it, though.
Looks different from the butterfly I have on my shoulder.
And there's another, the Every Teardrop is a Waterfall cover is like a tie-dye with the words Every Teardrop is a Waterfall on it. I know I've seen that.
The one I was thinking of is Prospects March, not Politics March, but Prospects March, and it is an EP. So
what? I got 2.
And I got 3.
Okay.
I'm pissed at Vita DeVita. Dadgummit. Stupid.
Okay, so after the halftime, Chris is winning 85-80. And now we're going to take a break really quick and talk a little bit about Loot Crate. So we're really happy to have Loot Crate sponsoring the shows. As you guys know, you can go over to lootcrate.com/TWA to pick out any Loot Crates that you want to sign up for. And they have some really awesome stuff in there. Now, Chris, have you used Loot Crate before? You're pretty, I consider you like a high standard geek, right?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I prefer nerd, but absolutely.
Okay.
The neat part is actually I just got an email the other day saying that my Firefly Loot Crate box is on its way and it'll be in on Friday of next week.
You're hoping there's like a Nathan Fillion towel in there?
Well, hey, if
you can rub your body with Nathan Fillion.
Wow. That's
honestly,
just
disturbing.
That is just so disturbing. However, if there was a miniature of Serenity in there, absolutely. I'd take that in a heartbeat. Love that ship.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I've actually been doing I've had a Loot Crate subscription since October of last year.
Awesome.
And really enjoyed it. The shirts are amazing. They're super soft. They're really good quality.
Yeah.
It's not like one of those one and done. You wash it one time and it's completely shredded shirt.
With your Loot Crate shirts, they're always the shirts where you walk in and you're like puffing out where you want people to notice the shirt you're wearing.
Most of
you're
them are
proud of
pretty
them.
Funny. They're
yeah.
pretty funny. As a matter of fact, you were wearing one just the other day, weren't you, Carmella?
I was. It freaked you out, but...
It did?
What was freaky about it?
It's a
skull shirt made of cats.
So it's from far away, it looks like a skull, but yeah. when you're up close, you can see that it's a pattern of cats shaped like a skull.
Awesome. So, Carmella, are you a Loot Crate member?
I have been in the past.
You're not a Loot Crate member?
You don't think of me. So I'm not a high class geek anymore, I guess.
I'm saddened by this, but I know where you can get 15% off of a Loot Crate subscription.
Yeah, I heard this podcast had a link for it. I think it was the Rooster Teeth podcast.
Shut up! What is wrong with you?
That's awesome.
So you should be signing up, Missy.
Yes, I will. I'm going to be moving in a couple weeks. So after I move and I have my new address, I will be signing up.
And where would she sign up again?
I like the way you think. Remember, guys, it's lootcrate.com/TWA. And when it gives you a chance to put in a coupon code, you can use the coupon code TWA for 15% off the normal $20 a month subscription. Round four. Fight.
Category is going to be movies.
Movies. Mm.
What's your question?
I had two movie questions.
Thanks, Jabba.
You had a whole show dedicated to movies.
That didn't work. That was terrible.
No, that was pretty bad.
That was terrible.
It made me a chuckle.
What was the first PG movie to be released by Pixar?
Oh.
Wow.
PG. Pixar.
All right. I'm going to lock in.
I have to be honest with you. I haven't paid attention to a movie's rating in 20-something years.
Because you don't have to anymore?
I don't take Sebastian to movies yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so after I was old enough to see rated R movies, I didn't pay attention anymore.
Right.
So I don't know. So Pixar, I'm trying to figure out what the first couple of Pixar movies were, right? I'm struggling because Disney and Pixar blend together for me, and I think they work together sometimes. So like, I don't know if A Bug's Life is Disney or Pixar, and that's going to screw me over. So we got like WALL-E, you got Toy Story, you got Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, Monsters, Inc., Monsters Incorporated, same thing.
Or Monster University.
Oh, thanks, Chris. No. that's right. Yeah. What are you doing, Wachowski?
You do that really well.
Roz.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I bet you anything, it hurts the mess out of your throat.
None at all.
It would hurt mine.
Trying to think, PG would either probably be because of scariness or because of swearing. There's nothing scary about WALL-E. And swearing's the wrong word, but you know what I mean.
Language.
Yeah. I can't even think of many Pixar movies with a bad guy either. I can't think of many Pixar movies. This is a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
I got nothing. I'm going to say Toy Story 2.
All right, Chris?
Okay. I said Brave.
So the second Pixar movie to receive a PG rating was Up. The first one was The Incredibles.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Very nice.
Stupid.
Category is going to be science.
Science!
Which mathematical term describes a quantity larger than any that can be specified?
That big thing.
Oreo big stuff. All right, I'm going to write down an answer. And I'm going to do some markings just so Jonathan doesn't realize how long. Okay, locked in. Now it's fun to watch Jonathan sweat.
A quantity larger than any that can be specified. We can specify basically anything. I mean, you just add another zero, especially with computers. So for it to be bigger than a number you can quantify, it would have to be infinite because it's not finite. So I don't know if you want the word infinity or infinite, but I would say that it would be infinite. That'd be my answer. Or infinity, if that's the way you want to say it.
Yeah, I had infinity.
It is infinity.
Nice.
Thank you. Good Lord.
That was an interesting way of wording the question, though. It made it a lot tougher than...
Yeah.
Yeah. But good stuff, Carmela.
Next category is going to be in music.
Music!
On the grand staff, there are two kinds of clefs. One is the bass clef. What is the other?
Say it again.
Yeah.
On the grand staff.
The grand staff?
Mm-hmm. Sheet music.
Okay.
There are two kinds of clefs. One is the bass clef. What is the other?
I'm locked in.
Okay. I really don't know. It's funny. As much as I like music, I haven't really studied the background and how it's created and what the notes look like and everything like that. So much so when I was in middle school and playing the tuba.
You played the tuba? That's awesome.
I did play the tuba.
I didn't do band.
All he really
school.
Needed was the bass clef, though.
I did sports in middle school, not band.
And yet you hate sports. Go figure.
No, I love soccer, and that's what I played. Right.
But the funny part is
that... I said you like sports.
Oh. One finger salute by Carmela. Anyway, but the funny part is my music teacher got so frustrated with me not knowing how to read sheet music. Other languages, including music, has been very hard for me. My brain just doesn't really work that way. That he would just write down the position notes for each of the ones and one, two, and three. And I'd know which finger to put down or whatever. And so it's just, I was that pathetic. But wow. I played in time. And so there was something about that. I'm going to say tenor, and that's going to be my final answer because I really don't know another thing to say.
Okay. I had piano lessons as a kid.
Okay.
You're a pianist?
I was a pianist. And I played trumpet in high school. With the piano, but usually the bass clef would be your left hand, and the treble clef would be your right hand. So I'm going to say treble.
There are two acceptable answers. There's the G clef. And the treble clef.
Nice.
Yay, me.
Good job. That explains also in car stereos as well.
Bass and treble.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I should have thought about that. That's interesting. I could have gotten it by thinking of it in another way.
After the fourth round, we have a tight game. Jonathan has 100. Chris has 95.
All right. I opened up the door for you. You got a perfect round that time. Nice job.
Thank you. But I didn't. We both missed the first question in the round.
Oh, okay.
It was The Incredibles.
Oh, yes.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
That's right. You meatloafed it.
Well, I was one out. You meatloafed it. I was 1 out of 3.
I said he, meaning me.
Ah.
Meaning me, quit humping the laser.
All right. First category of the round is going to be in mythology.
Mythology!
According to legend, Uther Pendragon is the father of what ruler?
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. King Arthur.
It is Arthur.
King of the Britons.
King of the Ew.
The Britons.
How'd you become king, man?
I could do that whole skit.
Oh, I knew you could.
I could do the whole thing.
Maybe that's something you could do as a pay. For
no, that would be terrible.
That would be awesome.
Terrible.
Horrible.
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here.
Okay. So what's the next question? Move on quickly, Carmela.
It's going to be in history.
History.
Hibernia was the Roman name for what European country?
Spell it, please.
Hibernia.
The Roman name?
Yep, it's what the Romans called it.
The European country.
Mm-hmm.
I've got something in my head, so I'm just going to lock it in because
I love how he's covering his pen like I'm going to be able to read it from over here. Boy, if you were holding that up and writing it on a chalkboard, I could not read it from over here.
You don't have bionic eyes.
No. Okay, you've written it down?
Yes, sir.
So the Tiber River is in Italy. That rhymes. Tiber, Hiber. That's all I got. But
they're a very
Roman,
poetic civilization.
They're Roman. The likelihood that they're going to call their own country Hibernia, not very high. Bernia.
Who is this Bernia anyway?
Right.
And why is she high?
It's not.
Hi, Bernia.
Hibernia. So it's not France, which is Gaul. I don't think it's Germany. And those are the two major. Hibernia. Iberia could be Spain if it could be Spain. I mean, those are your three primary. I don't think it's Greece. I'm going to guess Spain.
All right, Chris?
I wrote down, and I might be wrong, probably, but it just was in my head where I heard it. I said England.
Hibernia was the name of Ireland.
Ireland.
I was awfully close.
You were close.
Next door.
You were neighbors.
Yes. I said United Kingdom. I would have been right.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have been partly
right.
Not
a country. All right. We both missed that one.
All right. Last category in the round is in literature.
Literature.
Sure.
Tour.
Cheer.
Haymitch Abernathy is a character in what novel?
Haymitch.
3, 2, 1.
Wait, what? What?
Really?
No, I've never heard of this. Okay. Haymitch Abernathy?
Haymitch Abernathy.
Haymitch.
Mm-hmm. So you have Hibernia.
Hibernia.
Haymitch.
Haymitch.
Did I do that on purpose? No, but Haymitch. Still really funny.
Okay, I'm locked in.
Really?
Yes.
What? What book has Chris read?
Because he doesn't read whatsoever.
You know how to read?
Hey, wait. Haymitch. 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 Stupid name. Haymitch.
It looks like he has a headache.
Woody Harrelson. Is it, read the question again.
Haymitch Abernathy is a character in what novel?
Is it The Hunger Games?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Chris?
It could have been one of three answers. It could have been Mockingjay. It could have been The Hunger Games, or it also could have been Catching Fire, but the answer I wrote down was The Hunger Games.
It is The Hunger Games.
Wow. He just went all guy on us there. Without, I thought he was going to thump his chest.
Stupid name. By the way, that is probably the most Southern I've ever sounded.
Mm. True story. Dang it.
I hate it.
Take that out, please. I'm sorry. I don't. Oh, that sucks.
You've been holding a bunch of true stories in. Pretty much, you've been piling them up.
Okay.
True story.
Round 6. Oh, did we get a score update?
No.
After the 5th round, it is 120 to 115. Jonathan in the lead.
Ooh, still really, really close. All right, first category is going to be science.
Science!
In which constellation will you find the stars Castor and Pollux?
If it's wrong, it's wrong, but I've locked in.
Okay. Man, I actually had it in my head, and I should have... I mean, I do that from time to time. I don't know if that happens when you guys play this game or not, where you have it in your head and then just kind of... It's fleeting and then leaves and...
Was it a rush of blood to the head?
Oh, wow. It just came back to me. Now, mind you, I'm not very keen in constellations and what have you. Mind you, here's her space question, by the way. She hit her both markers. Science, or soccer, and space.
Space.
And y'all can't handle me.
So, but I've got some reason I have it in my head that those are the scientific terms for can you actually give the names again for it, please?
Castor, Pollux.
Okay. I might actually change my answer.
Never mind the Pollux. It's the Sex Pistols.
Wow.
Castor and Pollux were also the names of characters in Face Off.
Oh.
Castor Troy and Pollux Troy.
Okay.
That's enough extra information, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's not going to help. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Still.
So, because the first thought in my head was Orion, because I was thinking the North Star, but that's Polaris. So that's why I'm scrapping Orion now. And I'm trying to think of what... one of the reasons why I don't like talking at times is because I feel like I'm going to sound stupid. But I got to leave that alone.
You really do have to leave that alone.
I know.
You might sound brilliant. You got to take a chance. But
I'm going to say it's Sagittarius. And the reason being is because I believe that's the twins. And so final answer, Sagittarius.
Okay. So I think it's twins too. And that's why I didn't like you giving the clue about face-off, because you gave them the same last name, which would mean they're related, which could be leading to twins.
Sorry.
If it makes you feel better, I had that in my head in the first place. Once it was the polar.
It's cool. Okay. It's cool. No worries.
I apologize.
But that's the reason why I reacted that way.
No,
that's
fine.
So I think it's twins too. I actually thought about Orion too. It could be in his belt. I feel like that. But because I think Castor and Pollux are twins, then that would make this two astrology questions in the same show, which would be interesting. But mm-hmm. the twins is Gemini. So I went with Gemini.
Okay. Answer's Gemini.
Dang it. Yeah. Okay, I was on the right thought process.
You just were right there, man.
Yeah. Stars are not my deal.
Unless they're on the Walk of Fame.
That's a possibility.
Those are your deal.
For shizzle. Yes, I am white.
All right, next category is going to be television.
Okay.
Who played Mindy in the series Mork and Mindy?
I don't know her name.
That sucks.
What's her name? Does she have a name?
Yep.
Most people have a name.
Robin Williams might have played her in a really alternate universe.
I miss you, Robin.
Mindy Kaling was on the Mindy Project.
You're just helping me out, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sure that helps.
All right, locked in.
What's her name? What's her freaking name?
And by the way, if you've seen a recent picture, she has not aged one bit. Her and Erin Gray is amazing.
Really?
Yes, they have not aged at all.
If I'd have seen a recent picture, I would remember her name.
Mm. So, but now you know her name's not Erin Gray.
Well, that's
or is
true.
It?
No, I know who Erin Gray is. Every guy who knows who Erin Gray is.
Amen to that, brother. That's right, Buck.
That's like every guy knows who Catherine Bach is, too.
Come on, baby, grab them daisies.
I'm trying to pull up credit sequences from 30 years ago.
Jonathan's internal IMDb.
Literally, like, flashing images on the screen, and I can see Mork walking in with his stupid red shirt with his little silver triangle, and it's like Robin Williams as Mork. Jonathan Winters breaking out of his egg. Like Jonathan Winters as whatever his name was.
That's a terrible name for a character.
And
terrible.
Mindy. It's not in there. I don't know. I'm going to say Rebecca Stevenson.
I really hope I get this right, because I know the person, and I need this to stay in contention with you, but I believe it's Pam Dauber.
The answer is Pam Dauber.
Yes. Boom. I needed that one.
Was that her son and coach?
No.
Dauber. Remember Dauber?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Was it Dauber?
Yeah, his name's Dauber. All right. Last question. If somebody gets this right and the other one gets it wrong, they will go into the final with the lead. We're that close.
All right. It's going to be in music.
Music.
Katie Hudson was the name of the debut album of what singer?
Wow.
I'm locked in.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Katie Hudson. I believe it's Katy Perry. Final answer.
Pretty sure Katie Hudson was a self-titled Christian album by Katie Hudson, who later changed her name to Katy Perry.
It was in 2001, and she later became known as Katy Perry.
Nice. All right. You held serve.
Going into the finals, the score is 140 to 135. Jonathan's in the lead.
Man.
This is a high-scoring game.
It is.
I need to make my questions harder.
Actually.
Maybe.
I don't know. You've had some pretty hard ones in there, but it's been fun.
Yeah, we've just been good.
Yeah.
Are we not allowed to be good?
No.
Mm.
Yeah. She prefers the 20 to 20 games.
No, actually, I don't. All right. So the category for your final is presidents.
God.
She's enjoying this last category.
What's tough here is that, have you already written your, wrote your,
No, I just wrote the category down. I'm not.
What's tough about wagering here is that presidents is like one of my categories, you know, and Chris is really good at presidents too. So if Chris, if I go zero, it's very possible for Chris to get it right. Almost likely, especially if we're putting them in order. Oh my God. Oh boy. But then if I wager, I mean, how stupid would that be? Because you wager and miss it, and there he is, betting zero behind me. It would suck to have Chris come back on in the very first episode lose.
So are you going to give him a pity wager?
No. I mean, it would suck if I lost.
Oh,
the very first time he's back. The way
you phrased the sentence made it sound like it would be a shame if Chris came on and
no,
lost.
No, I want him to lose. I want him to lose.
He just wants to get back to normal.
We need a return to normalcy. God, it could be freaking campaign stuff, though, and then I would suck. I've got my wager written down.
Okay, I'm locked in.
So
I'm all serious voice now.
Your question is, name these presidents by their number. So you're going to have to write something down.
Jonathan's upset because of the fact he's really good at this.
So I'm looking for the 5th president, the 8th president, the 17th president, and the 39th president.
Mother.
You mad at me now?
Yes. I'm locked in.
Okay.
You look genuinely upset with me.
I am genuinely upset. I'll tell you that.
Can I have a couple more minutes? Then?
Have at it, dude.
Would you like to explain your frustration to me?
I'm frustrated because it took me all of 10 seconds to write down my answers.
Yeah, it took you longer to figure out what you were going to wager.
It did. If I had known we were numbering them, I would have gone all in without hesitation. Because the only ones that I would have a hard time with would be 11 through 14. 11 through 14 are the hardest ones for me. And I just looked at those the other day. So I think I would have gotten those too. You should have made us name all of them. Put them all in order from 1 to 44.
I can name up through the first 8. And then I can
I guarantee you can name 9 and 10 too.
9 and 10. See, because after the 8th one, it gets a little fuzzy for me because I have like 2 choices and I'm not sure if either one of those are right.
Okay.
Let's
not go through it. Let's.
No, I know.
I'm thinking we're being rude to Chris. We should let him think.
Sorry, I know I should be talking this out, but I'm really just. I mean.
Well, you can say anything you want. You don't have to. You don't have to talk loudly.
Okay.
But I mean, you can say what you're deciding on.
Okay, so I believe I got 5th, 8th, and 17th, and now I'm just walking back to 39th. Problem with the 5th one is it's just. Ugh. I believe I know it, but I'm starting to seriously doubt myself, which is usually what happens in these games. Is like I really 9 times out of 10, the reason why I miss a question is because I talk myself out of it. And well, okay, 5 times out of 10 is the other 5 is because I flat out don't know it. I'm not going to beat myself up anymore on it. I'm locked in. 5th is James Monroe. 8th, Andrew Jackson. 17th, Andrew Johnson, and 39th, Jimmy Carter.
So one of the reasons I was mad was that I listed 40 through 44 earlier in the episode.
Oh.
So it was really easy to remember 39.
Sorry.
But that wasn't your fault because that was the Barack Obama toilet paper question.
Yeah.
So that wasn't you. The answers are Monroe, Van Buren, Johnson, and Carter.
So the 5th president was James Monroe. 8th president was Martin Van Buren.
Man.
17th is Andrew Johnson, and 39th is Jimmy Carter.
I always see
you always do that.
Well, what was interesting is I thought you told me the other day it was 8th because it was. I mean, well, not the other day, but when we talked about it, because I get Quincy Adams.
6.
Right, and I think that's where I mixed it up. So, man, all right, you bet 0. I'm pretty sure.
I bet 4.
You bet 4. Okay.
I bet 4.
All right, I bet 10.
God, if you had gotten it right, I would have lost by 1.
Yeah.
So what's our final score?
I believe it was 144 to 125.
That's exactly right.
All
right. Final score.
At least I was right on that.
144 to 125. And I thought you were going to say Madison. I thought no, you were going to miss it, and you were going to say Madison.
I knew Madison was four. Yeah. I knew. I mean, that part was not a problem. I mean, that was easy enough. But it was just, I always get Jackson messed up, and I do not know why that is, because that's come up on more than one occasion and more than one pub quiz with us.
Yeah.
And just, and because of that, it was another one for Jonathan.
Oh, yes.
I'm giving him his crack.
Most people struggle with 8 through 15.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they lose it. They get to Jackson. A lot of people can get to Jackson and then lose the thread and pick it back up with Lincoln at 16.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people can go backwards back as far as, say, FDR, mm-hmm. Which I think FDR off the top of my head is 32 without counting. So that was, Chris, that was a really good game,
that
man.
Was
I was sweating bullets over here.
Yeah. Stupid Van Buren, man.
So guys, it's been a while since we did a regular episode, but one of the things that we used to do all the time that we're going to get back to with the regular episodes is reading reviews and having Warheads of the Month.
Even better.
Woo. So
it's about time. Warheads of the Month or episode?
Week. Warheads of the Week. Sorry, guys.
That's how long it's been for him.
It has been a while. We have had an explosion of Warheads over the last couple of months.
Which is pretty freaking awesome.
So now, by the way, guys, the guys on the website, a lot of you haven't actually signed up to be an official Warhead on the website. On the website, you go to trivialwarfare.com and there's a button halfway down the page that says become a Warhead. And that's how you sign up officially to get on the email list. So that's where I pull the Warheads of the Week from. And let me go ahead and do that here. So our Warhead of the Week is Susan Million. Do you know what is cool about Susan Million?
Tell me about it.
She's one in a million.
She's worth a million.
She's definitely one in a million. She's from Jacksonville.
Nice.
That's cool.
That's right. When she signed up, she said, I recently found your podcast. I've quickly become a fan. And based on the comments, I found out you guys are my neighbor here in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. So we don't actually know her.
So we don't know her, but she lives in town here.
Sweet.
Cool.
Yeah. So hello, Susan. We are glad you are listening. And maybe if you want to sometime, we'll get together and play some trivia.
Hey. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for being part of the army.
All right. And man, so we've also had a bunch of reviews since the last time we read reviews. We're up to 45.
We're getting there.
45 is a good number. I want 50, guys.
Gotta go to 50.
I mean, can we not get 50?
Party in the club.
Wait, we have 90 something official signed up Warheads on the website. We have 150 something people in the Trivial Warfare Army Facebook group. Can we get the 50 reviews, please?
Hey, I did a review.
Took you long enough.
No, it took me like a week. Carmella, have you done a review?
Oh my God.
Officially called
Are you
out.
Serious?
It doesn't the seem first, fair for me to do one because I'm on the show.
I did one and I own the show.
You're a narcissist.
The first
No, lady, I needed somebody to do the first one.
The first lady of Trivial Warfare, not.
No, I don't think we can call her that anymore.
Oh.
I'm serious. I felt really weird about it because I was on the show.
You can say you're on the show. Okay. You can be honest.
You gave us 5 stars in an episode, as a matter of fact, just a few episodes ago.
Does that not count?
No, it doesn't count.
Because it needs to be in writing.
That's like whispering to somebody. It's like, so.
It's on recording. That holds up in court.
I am.
It's like a fart in the wind is what it is.
A part of me is a little hurt that you haven't done a review. I have to be honest.
No.
No, but that's
I don't have I don't have many feelings, Carmella, but that hit one of them.
Carmella, can you tell he's a dad because he's got that guilt trip down cold?
But that's really why I haven't done one.
Because he's got the guilt trip
she
down cold.
No, because she wants to hurt me.
No, it's not because I have other ways I can hurt Jonathan. I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, oh. There we go.
Oh.
Now this is just going to feed into what Ben
yeah.
Now,
don't
okay.
be sour.
So, Chris.
Yes.
We had Matt_ND_SD.
All right, then.
I think that indicates North Dakota is less than South Dakota, but I'm not sure.
Maybe.
So Matt actually wrote a really strong 5-star review. He said, I've never written a review about a podcast, but I'm doing this now because this podcast merits one. The episodes are fresh and engaging. The rivalry is something anyone can relate to, and the camaraderie on the show is great. These guys have created one of the best trivia podcasts around. The only downside is that eventually the older episodes will be listened to, and listeners have to wait week to week for another episode.
Hey, you know what? 5 stars on that review. That was fantastic.
That's a good review.
I like that one.
And then Tapper.27 was short and sweet. He said, trivia with personality? Gotta love it. 5 stars.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Let's get up to 50 reviews. Come on. Let's make this happen.
You will have 46 by the end of the day.
Woohoo!
Okay, so that's the show. Chris, why don't you get us out of here?
All right. Great job, guys. Carmella, wonderful questions, even though, once again, I lost my track.
Yeah, you did really good.
You could try better next time for me, okay?
I'll see what I got.
All TV questions.
But there you go. But hey,
I would suck at that show.
and all I got to say you too is welcome back. This feels good. It feels right.
Welcome back.
We have so anyway. Want to also give a shout out to everybody on the Trivial Warfare Army Facebook group. Because one, they've been giving us a lot of just really great feedback. I really appreciate all the wonderful notes that people have been sending us about how much they enjoy the show. Even that they love the tournament, but they've missed us. And so that's been phenomenal.
Mostly they send messages to you saying they've missed you.
That's true.
Nobody misses me because they get to hear me ask the questions.
Well, I am
they
also.
They don't miss me either. It's okay.
Well, that's not true because they sent it to my warmitupchris@yahoo.com email site. So maybe we need to have Carmella, First Lady of Trivial Warfare @yahoo.com.
You can set up whatever address you want, Carmella.
Anyway, but just thank you very much. And if you're not a part of that group, then darn it, you need to just, you need to find us and then just and join because why not? It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of trivia questions going on there. Just from Russ and Jeffrey alone, there's like 87 questions a day. So you should really enjoy
it's a non-scientific number.
It's 42.
It's infinite. It's an infinite number of questions are out there. Before we go, just want to say you can find Jonathan at TrivialWarfare@gmail.com. Again, that's TrivialWarfare@gmail.com. You can send a Warm It Up Chris question to me at WarmItUpChris@yahoo.com. And until next time, that's Carmella, that's Jonathan, and I'm Chris, and this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Take care, everybody.
Deuces, we out.
To learn more about the show and become a warhead yourself, visit TrivialWarfare.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or any other good podcast app, and find us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Trivial Warfare. The theme music on today's show was provided by bensound.com.
What? I can't believe I'm the only person who's heard of this.
I usually try to stay away from haunted dolls.
And murder dolls.
You should murder dolls. I'm going to create a new brand called Murder Dolls. And I'm telling you, people are going to buy that crap like hotcakes.